What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums?
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball?
A fear you can't shake?
I'm going to leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's going to go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Yo, yo, it is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Bros. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Well, Rocket can. Hickey, I still can't get over one thing with their conversation that we just had with Jake Asman that was joining us in studio. We'll get to a news brief in a few moments. Also, we're going to have Jamie Eisenberg do a little fantasy football chat coming up in 20 minutes from now. Jake trying to push Brady to the Jets. That one, I just still can't wrap my head around. And that is now back-to-back times where I've been on the air, because I wasn't here yesterday, but on Wednesday, Nick Kostos said Brady to the Jets, and now Jake is trying to push Brady to the Jets.
I mean, when you look, like, I know it's tough, so I'm not trying to just minimize this fact, but it's like, if you take the Patriots' history out of this, it's a great landing spot for them.
And like, you know what pains me to say it? And I couldn't say it when Jake was here. I couldn't say it when we were in the heat of him throwing that thought out to me.
You don't want to crush him?
No.
Crush his hopes?
No, not at all. I thought he made a compelling case.
Jake,
I'm saying. When he's saying to me, tell me why Brady wouldn't go there, and all I can say is because he hates the Jets. I'll even admit, he's not wrong. The Jets are a solid destination, but you look around and you say, AFC East, not that I think Brady thinks this way, because Brady thinks he could beat anyone. But you got the Bills, you got the Dolphins in there as well. The Jets have a really good young roster. They have a good defense offensively. You got Garrett Wilson. You got Elijah Moore as well. You hope that Breece Hall is able to make a full recovery. It's not a bad destination. With that being said, though, the best destination for Brady would be the 49ers. And that's where I think he's going to be playing next year, if he's playing at all.
Without a doubt. And I think the one thing that's saving you, is Robert Kraft. Like, I think that connection, the Brady-Kraft connection, would be even stronger than Brady Belichick. I don't know if he would do that to Robert in terms of going in division, beating him twice, going into Gillette, smoking him. I don't think he would do that to Robert Kraft.
I don't think that he would care going into Gillette and beating them because, A, he already did it once and he's in Tampa. Now it's different. But then number two, it's because you're going up against Belichick. And I don't think their relationship is as awful as ever makes it seem. I'm not saying they're sending each other holiday gifts and they're hanging out all the time. But I do think some of that is overblown a little bit, where it does forget that these guys worked together for 20-something years. And in moments like that, even though they were winning six Super Bowls together, not everything is going to be great in a personal relationship when you're with someone that long.
But it does sound like the loyalty is more towards the, you know, he feels more affection, more of a bond towards the owner than the head coach. I think it's fair to say. So I'm saying if he didn't want to go to the Jets.
Who is he more loyal to?
Robert Kraft, then it would be more Bill Belichick.
He is more loyal, yeah. He's more loyal to Kraft than Belichick, but I do think that he still understands what Belichick was able to do for his career.
I'm just saying in terms of going to the Jets and kind of really slapping the Patriots in the face, which what he would be doing.
You know what does scare me about this, though?
This thought?
Yeah. Brady has kind of turned into, the last 2-3 years, a little trollish on social media. Wouldn't this be the ultimate? Now, there's a difference being a troll on social media and then a troll in real life. And in terms of you're taking hits and then going to a football team just to kind of troll people, but wouldn't that kind of seem like a trolling move of the new Tom Brady, where he likes to have fun, likes to be the center of attention on social media and everything? Hey, I'm going to the Jets. They said I can't be the GOAT. unless you win a Super Bowl with the Jets, and that's what I'm trying to do. Couldn't you see that, Brady kind of playing that up a little bit?
His favorite color is green.
Where it's he knows that everything for him is just added at this point. He's already the GOAT, so you walk over to the Jets in that line just to say, okay, worst case scenario, if I don't win a Super Bowl here, other than Joe Namath, no one's won a Super Bowl there.
Speaking of Joe, let's just say this fantasy plays out. He's on the Jets. If you're the Jets, you unretire number 12?
That's a good question.
Does Brady change the number? That would be weird.
I think Joe Namath would be okay with that. Now, I'm going to ask a stupid question. I would assume that is retired. That
yes,
never gets issued.
Is.
But you know how it's always so weird with the NFL where they have people in the Ring of Honor, but then sometimes because you have 53 guys on a roster,
right,
their number's just not retired.
Yes. No, I confirmed. His number 12 has been retired. So that'd be something. And it's been retired since like 1985. So it's been a long time.
Oh, wow. So it wasn't like a late addition.
Now, right. It wasn't like 07 or something like that.
It was retired in 85?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
That's what I'm saying. It's been a long. It's not like it just happened and you can unretire. It's been a long time.
No, I'm saying that shows you just how crazy it is, how long it took to just retire his number.
Oh, yes, yes.
Because Joe Namath last year with the Jets was 76, and then he played that one year with the Rams in 77, so took a few years. Not
decade,
as long as
basically.
As some other people that obviously it did take. Like, for example, and you know, it's obviously horrible what happened, clearly with Franco Harris passing away, the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception. They were planning on retiring his jersey this Saturday,
right,
tomorrow. And I just thought to myself at first, now you can't retire everyone's number, but how the heck is Franco Harris's number
agreed,
not retired and was not going to get retired until this weekend? So that's why I asked it. But yeah, the most recognizable, one of the more recognizable names in Jets history, obviously Joe Namath. Not surprised that's retired. Now, Namath likes Brady a lot and has a lot of respect for Brady. When I interviewed him, I interviewed Joe Willie once, and he brought up Brady and said a lot of positive things, obviously, about Tom Brady. So I would imagine that Joe would say, yeah, you could wear my number 12.
And what if he wins the Super Bowl with the Jets, and then we re-retire number 12?
You know what?
Brady in the Ring of Honor?
That's why he can't go to the Jets. Namath could be the reason why Brady doesn't go to the Jets. If Namath says, no, you can't wear number 12, the brand is TB12. And there's a lot of business ventures there. You're not going to make it like TB2 or TB11 or
TB21.
Maybe he goes back to the college number of 10.
Maybe.
That could be the case. But anyway, why do we have to envision life of Tom Brady on the Jets? Well, what is this show turned into on my final show in this time slot in the year of 2022? Because next week I'm doing 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern, and then we'll talk to you in 2023 in this time slot. I got Hickey us envisioning a world where Bryce Young is on the Colts, and then I have Jake Asman being an ass when he joins us in this studio, bringing up Brady going to the Jets. I'm the captain of this ship. Don't forget that. Right now, this ship is about to just get capsized because we are flipping this thing upside down. All righty, let's get to a news brief right now. We'll update you on the biggest stories of the day with some audio.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
Bam, bam, bam. Let's hear Robert Saleh. He says he didn't bench Zach Wilson last night.
No, it was. We're trying to change up to get the run game going. Obviously, I know Zach was struggling, but he, you know, Strebler came in. He ran a couple of plays, sparked the offense, got the explosive play, and so it just snowballed in a good way for Strev. And so we just wanted to give him an opportunity to try to finish that drive.
Hickey, you know what this is the equivalent to in our little circle? That would be as if I said, Hickey, you don't play enough sound effects. So I got to get a board op in here that's going to start to play the sound effects because we got to get the sound effect game going. And I go, hey, Pete the Body Bilotti, come on in, Hickey. Just move over to the side and sit down. But then afterwards I come out and say, oh, we didn't bench Hickey. We didn't remove him from his position as the starting guy here on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We just wanted to bring Pete in because we had to have the sound effects going, and we needed to kind of get that game going. What?
And then when he did it so well, we said, oh, well, let's stick with the hot hand, and let's just keep riding it out. Unreal.
Look at the spin zone on that. We didn't bench him. We just want to get the run game going. Robert Saleh and why Zach Wilson struggled on Thursday night. Because he sucks.
There's a lot of things. I mean, one, couldn't get the run game going again. Protection wasn't as good as we wanted it to be. Obviously, there was a couple of missed throws It was collective coaching all the way down.
Robert Sala, this is from today, says the Jets aren't giving up on Zach Wilson. Yeah, right.
We've got to help him. We're not going to quit on him. We've got to do our best, and that's for every player in our locker room. We, you know, as long as they're wearing a Jets logo, we're going to pour our hearts and souls into them and do everything we can to help them.
Ay-yi-yi. You know he's exhausted all options, Robert Sala, when he's saying these things. Yeah, we didn't bench him, and we're just going to keep on pouring our heart and soul into him, which you've been doing the entire time, and you did bench him. He knows Zach Wilson's a lost cause in New York at this point. Maybe he goes and has a good career somewhere else, but you're not going to have a redemption story in New York. There's no way.
And maybe that's why he's being nice. He just figures at this point there's no point in being a dead horse. It's like, we're just going to pump him up. We didn't bench him. We got to do better. It wasn't his fault.
And that's worse when like, if I'm Zach Wilson, where you're just not being honest publicly and I'm getting that sympathy card. That's what I'm getting right now. I'm just saying nice things even though you don't actually mean them. Zach Wilson on If It's Tough to Hear the Boos.
Yeah, it is, but you don't blame them. We have a very passionate fan base, and they're here to score. They're here to watch us score touchdowns, and we're not scoring touchdowns. We're not getting first downs. We're not moving the ball. We obviously can't throw the ball, so of course they're going to be frustrated.
Well, he made progress in one department. Zach Wilson a few weeks ago, Hickey, wouldn't he have said, I don't care what the fans think. I'm not letting this team down. It's not me.
I don't hear the booth.
How great would that have been last night?
How
great would it have been last night if he said, you know what, I'd love to see those fans come down here and try to do my job. Oh, that would have been great. Because you know what today would have been? It's already been enough Zach Wilson bashing, but it would have got taken to the next level, the next degree of just craziness. Trevor Lawrence says the Jacksonville Jaguars are in a groove right now. This courtesy of Amazon Prime.
It was a great night. Defense freaking stepped up the whole night. Obviously, conditions weren't great, but just find a way to win. This point in the year, where we're at, got a lot of momentum, a lot of juice. Guys are fired up.
By the way, and I think the Jaguars are making the playoffs, but this game was on Amazon Prime Video last night. Andrew Whitworth joined us on Wednesday. Did you see who reposted our interview with Andrew Whitworth, Hickey? Did you see?
The podcast that he is, I guess, not or trying to chase hasn't been invited on yet.
Kelly Stafford. She re-Instagram posted our interview with him and kind of took a shot at her husband in Matthew Stafford, where she saw her interviewing Kelly Stafford, who's like 426,000 Instagram followers. So very popular podcast. At Andrew Whitworth 77, you're in high demand. I would have had you before Matthew, obviously. Way more fun with a laughing face emoji. Look at Big Wit. Big Wit was in the airport today. Friend of mine saw him, and I said, did you tell him that you heard him on the Zach Gelb show on CBS Sports Radio? And he goes, didn't think he was in the mood to talk, if I'm being honest with you. And I said, what do you mean? Big Wit, by the way. Very nice. I think it's moist pork, I'm pretty sure. And you're like, what the heck? Your eyes just went in a different direction, Hickey. That's a DA show listener who is also a fan of mine. Moist pork tweeted.
This is his name or a Twitter handle?
This is Twitter handle from the DA.
Sure.
You think his first name's Moist, his last name's Pork?
You never know these days. Are some crazy names in this
That's
world.
That's fair.
I will not put it past someone to name their kid Moist.
So ever since I...
But their last name being Pork. And you can't, if your last name is Pork,
what are you a jackass?
No, so, I'm serious.
So,
Smoked. If your last name is Pork, you got to go all in. Exactly right.
So Moist Pork and I have... We've developed a little bit of a tweeting relationship because he hears my picks with DA and Mraz, and we just kind of go back and forth. So, it wasn't Moist Pork. Now I'm confusing my shows together. It was one of the Maggie and Perloff fan accounts that tweeted Big Wit how great of an analyst he is, and Big Wit responded. So I guess he was in a jovial mood. But anyway, my friend saw Andrew Whitworth, who's behind him in a TSA pre-check. And the TSA agent goes, wow, you're a large guy. And I don't think Big Wit appreciated that. Which I don't know how truthful of that story in terms of, come on, like, you're Andrew Whitworth. It's not like people calling you fat. You're just a large man.
He's probably heard that a million times, but also, like, you're old. The TSA agent, like...
And it was also bright and early.
Make an observation.
Bright and early in the morning, too. If you talk to me at 6 in the morning, I may not want to talk to you as well.
Like, what are you expecting him to say after that? Yeah. Wow, you're a large man. Yeah.
Thanks. So, It could be part of my friend just totally botching the story. Like, I botched the story with the Perloff and Maggie fan account. And then
the
Moist
Perloffs?
Park. Yeah, that's what it is.
The Perloffs.
Yeah, that guy. That guy's, I don't know who he actually is, but he also tweets me, too. All these other shows, their fans tweet me, and then they become fans of mine as well. But that's what it is. We're like one big happy family here on CBS Sports Radio. That's what I say makes us different from any other network, is there's no camaraderie on those other networks between any of those shows. On our network, we all talk about each other. We all promote what people are doing. And if I talk junk or smack, then it gets reported to the morning show. If the morning show talks smack, people that listen to us will report back. So it's fun. It gives you a little bit of a local feel, even though we're on a national network. Let's get one more in here. Ron Rivera says Chase Young will play against the 49ers.
Seeing Dr. Andrews probably was the last final thing that he just to get him over the hump. And he practiced with confidence. He showed us he was willingness to stick that leg in the ground and roll off of it, plant it and cut off of it. So he had a good week, so we're pretty excited about that.
So there you go. Finally, you will get the return of one Chase Young. And Hickey, isn't that wild? We were at the draft this year in Las Vegas, and he was there promoting something. I forget what it was. Actually, was it UPS?
FedEx.
Okay. So we were close. So he was promoting FedEx or what was it? You said FedEx, right?
FedEx, yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, with FedEx Field. Duh. Big sponsor. Come on, Commanders. And we went to his hotel room to do the interview because that's where the interview was taking place. And he made it seem as he even said he was ahead of progress. I wouldn't guarantee that he was going to be there week one, but I would have never thought, Hickey, that his debut was going to be week 16 for this NFL season.
Well, a year after it happened. Just kind of shows you, even with modern technology, everyone's different, you know?
True. Joe Theismann, who joined me on Eye on Football the other day, he was questioning if they should even insert him back to the lineup at this point. Now, he knows how great of a player Chase Young is, but he was saying they have such a good defensive line and they're kind of thriving right now, and this was before the Giant game, that he would be skeptical of putting him back in, and he didn't know if the team was going to be willing to do that. Clearly, they are, and now you get Chase Young coming back to the field this weekend against the San Francisco 49ers. Who do you like in that game? Niners or Commanders?
Niners.
Do you like them by the 6.5? It was 7 yesterday. Now it's 6.5. Do you like the Niners by the 6.5?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah. I need them to win by 8.
8?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Well, I took them at 7.
Okay.
So I don't want to push.
No pushing,
So I need them to win.
You need, what's the
28-20. I'm a game and a half behind Mraz.
Okay. So yeah, definitely.
And Mraz
no
guaranteed today.
Oh.
That he goes, oh, yeah, they were crediting me for my script writing and kind of just the shots that I throw at everyone because no one's safe when I do these picks. And Mraz said, yeah, it's a shame. Gelb does such a great job on the air with these picks, but the actual picks, there's no chance he's beating me because he's up a game and a half and he thinks that the race is already over with 3 weeks left in the season.
Wow, guaranteed it with 3 weeks to go.
And only up 1.5. It's not as if you're up 3 games, 4 games, different. 1.5, yeah, it's still a deficit, but it's not as if that's the greatest comeback of all time.
So especially when you're picking 3 games at a time.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen, though. It's going to go one of two ways. I'm going 0-3 this week, and he goes 3-0, or the other way, where I go 3-0, and he goes 0-3, which would be great. How great would that be?
From 1.5, or 1.5 down, 1.5 up, right? The math workout?
Sounds good to me.
Something like that, yeah.
Sounds good. You think I'm going to be able to fact check you? I once went on the air and said that there was a 60-30% chance that Loyola Chicago was going to win a basketball game. And someone called in when I was doing a show at 3:30 a.m. Eastern time in the morning on CBS Sports Radio. They go, what happened to the other 10%? I was like, what? And they said, you said 60-30. I go, oh, yeah, that equals 90. And as I said that night, the other 10% was for Sister Jean. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Jamie Eisenberg will answer some fantasy football questions next.
So my biggest fear is there's going to be snakes in the toilet.
We're all afraid of that one strange thing. I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new short 10-minute podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. We unpack where these fears come from.
A rat climbed into my toilet.
And learn how to manage them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tales without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
You can think of O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. We talk to Jamie Eisenberg probably twice a year. We should probably do so more in the future because he does a wonderful job covering fantasy football and being a guru for them on CBS Sports. Jamie, appreciate it as always. Let me just first start you off with DeAndre Hopkins with the injuries at quarterback, and now it's going to be Trace McSorley starting for the Cardinals. How do you kind of figure out if you play or don't play DeAndre Hopkins, how great of a wide receiver he is?
I think the quarterback play in Arizona is much like the phone connection we just had is bad. McSorley's not going to help DeAndre Hopkins. The nice thing about it is he's probably going to pepper him with targets. So he goes from a slam dunk, you know, borderline top five receiver to more of a top 20 guy. It's very hard to get away from somebody who's A, going to see as many targets he's going to get, as bad as the quarterback play may be, and B, a receiver in a good weather situation. You know, so we have a lot of that going on this weekend. So if I have Hopkins, I really must have a stacked roster to bench him this week.
When you look at Mike Evans, T. Higgins, DJ Moore, if you had to pick two to play, who would the two be out of those three to play this week?
Sounds like a personal question.
It is.
I think so it's Mike Evans, DJ Moore, and who's the third one?
T. Higgins.
Yeah, Higgins is a must play. I actually give a slight lean toward DJ Moore over Mike Evans. I think they're kind of similar. Obviously, you know, two guys have struggled for a good portion of the season, but DJ Moore has got the better matchup this week. So the Lions are number two in fantasy points allowed to receivers. You know, as bad as DJ Moore has been, as bad as probably you think of Sam Darnold, in the three games those guys have played together, two of them have been good for DJ Moore. The one was where their run game was going so well against, you know, Seattle a couple weeks ago. They're not going to run on Detroit. And so I think we may see a season high in pass attempts for Sam Darnold and maybe one of the better games for DJ Moore.
And then one more personal question here, Jamie Eisenberg. If you then had the option of Mike Evans or DeAndre Hopkins, who would you go with?
Yeah, I still play Hopkins there. You know, the thing that I like about Evans this week is he's at 112 yards away from the 1,000-yard season that he needs to get nine straight. But this is also a game where you've heard Tom Brady say he doesn't want to throw the ball 40-plus times, 50-plus times. They can actually run on the Cardinals, so I wouldn't be surprised if we maybe see a little bit downturn in the attempts. I still think Evans is a good play, but I would go, of the receivers that you have, I think, unfortunately, Evans is the last one on the list.
Talking to Jamie Eisenberg right now. What's your view on the Eagles with now Jalen Hurts out of the lineup, Gardner Minshew in, and how that affects every other option that people have been using with the Eagles this year?
It's a drop off, but I don't think it's a dramatic drop off. You know, you're still talking about a guy in Gardner Minshew who showed last year in two starts for the Eagles that he wasn't bad. You know, you saw what he did in Jacksonville. You know, there was a lot of up and down moments, but he's never had a supporting cast like this with a coach like this in this situation. So great offensive line. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert. It's a high-scoring game. At least that's what Vegas is telling us. I think Mitch is going to be okay. You know, so it started as a guy that I said, oh, you got to pick up off waivers. I'm going to rank him around, you know, 13, 14. He's now up to 9 in my rankings, and I'm excited about it. You know, so I'm playing him in a bunch of playoffs this weekend. I'm going to play him in DFS. I think this is just a big opportunity here for a guy that, you know, you look at intangibles. His college coach has passed away. I think you put on a good performance for Mike Leach as well.
Talking to Jamie Eisenberg from CBS Sports, his great job as their fantasy guru. Darren Waller returned last week, got a touchdown. Do you trust him again going up against the Steelers?
I think it depends on who you have. You know, it's not an easy matchup, and Derek Carr's history in temperatures like this are absolutely miserable. So, you know, you have a couple things that are working against him. You know, road game, Steelers, obviously that place is going to be lit, you know, because of the Franco Harris situation, on just the top of the fact that it's a primetime game in Pittsburgh. So I think Waller is a mid-tier number one tight end. You know, I'm not going to get cute and play Taysom Hill, for example, over him. But if I've been going with somebody else that I trust, let's say a Dawson Knox, I like his setup a little bit better, even in the bad situation in in Chicago because of the weather. I think some of those short area passes will favor Knox. So Waller's a guy that I'm playing in a couple playoffs, and I think he'll be okay. Just you got to hope that he finds the end zone.
There's always a quarterback or two each and every year that you don't see overtaking fantasy, but this year it's been Jalen Hurts and Justin Fields. We obviously talked about Jalen Hurts not being in the lineup this weekend. Justin Fields going up against the Bills, what type of weekend do you think fantasy-wise for Justin Fields is in store?
I just think you got to keep expectations in check. It's a good defense. The weather's going to be awful, so the minimal passing that he has been giving you is probably going to go a little bit south as well. There's some offensive line concerns. So it's hard to get away from him because he's basically 60 yards and a touchdown on the ground on a week-to-week basis. So he may run a little bit more, which isn't a bad thing. And so I think just given the circumstances, it's not going to be, I think, the highest ceiling for Justin Fields. But again, if he's gotten you to this point and you don't have another option, like I'm not turning to Gardner Minshew over Justin Fields yet, I would still stick with Fields in that scenario. So I think he'll be good. I just don't think he'll be the 40-plus point game like we saw against the Dolphins in Week 9, for example.
Around how many quarterbacks, because I'm sure there's a lot of people that didn't draft Justin Fields to be their number one quarterback in fantasy and then drafted him to be their number two or picked him up in free agency. How many quarterbacks do you think this weekend, just a rough estimate, that you would start over Justin Fields?
I'd start him over Rodgers. I'd start him over Brady. I'd start him over Dak. I still start him over Cousins. You know, that's one I've struggled with, but I think he's still got more upside if things go right. You know, he can run for two touchdowns and maybe throw for one. You know, he's just got that type of player, you know. So even though the wind is going to be bad, it doesn't impact him as much, doesn't impact Josh Allen as much, you know, because of what those guys do with their legs. So he's one of those guys that's kind of weatherproof at this point because he's not relying on his arm to get you his fantasy points.
What about Herbert? Who would you go, Herbert or Fields?
I'd go Herbert. You know, I think what we saw was a little frustrating game from him last week against the Titans because that defense had been so bad. But primetime game, Colts are obviously tanking at this point with the quarterback decision that they're making. So, again, no weather issues. He's got his receivers back. I think he's going to light up the Colts.
Jamie Eisenberg here with us. Besides some of the obvious, who are some of your must-plays this weekend when you kind of look at the lay of the land?
Love J.K. Dobbins. You know, I think you look at what he's done the last 2 weeks, and so people are a little bit concerned because lack of role in the passing game and no Lamar Jackson. But the Falcons have been bad against the run the majority of the season. You know, again, back-to-back 120-yard games. I think he's going to have a big opportunity there. The quarterback, I think you could look at if you couldn't get your hands on Gardner Minshew, if he's available, Daniel Jones, you know, taking on the Vikings, they've been very bad. You want to go a little bit deeper than that, you know, good DFS play for this week is Sam Darnold against the Lions. Again, bad secondary, you know, tough to run on, so we may see a better game from him. Some other running backs, I think you look at, A.J. Dillon's been on a nice roll. You can turn to him as well. Three touchdowns in the last three games, 17-plus PPR points over that span. They're going to run against the Dolphins, at least they're going to try. And so Dillon's in a good spot. One of my favorite receiver plays for this week is Marquise Goodwin. No Tyler Lockett. He's out with a finger injury. So taking on the Chiefs, probably chasing points. They're 10-point underdogs. He's had five games this season with at least five targets. Two of those he's gone over 20 PPR points. So there's a good opportunity, good matchup. So he's somebody you can turn to. And then Taysom Hill. I think we're getting reports, understandably so. No Chris Olave. Terrible weather in Cleveland. Why would you try to throw Andy Dalton out there? Let Taysom Hill do a little bit more, maybe even be the lead quarterback. And we've seen he's going to run. And so those type of guys you can get by. If you play DFS on FanDuel, you can play him at tight end. So if you can play him at tight end in your redraft leagues as well, that's a pretty big advantage.
I remember a few years ago, Jeff Wilson Jr. was available in a lot of leagues on waiver wire heading into this playoff time of the year. And you said, pick him up, pick him up, pick him up. And I listened to you. It won me my league because he had a monstrous game. Is there someone right now that's on waiver wire? And then something that you could get and maybe start to think, okay, that could actually help you win a matchup this weekend?
I think that the two guys that I just mentioned, you know, that might be the most available, Marquise Goodwin and Taysom Hill. Sorry. Those two are probably the best ones.
You got it. Jamie Eisenberg, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Take care, guys. Happy holidays.
You too. There's Jamie Eisenberg from CBS Sports trying to help you with your fantasy football lineups this weekend as we quickly just go around the fantasy landscape with him. Before we get to the latest CBS Sports Radio update, I teased this, so let's not do it like every other radio host, including myself, does. We tease something and we never get to it. Marco Belletti, we talked about a streak where it was how many Thanksgivings that you worked straight?
I worked from 96 until this one, so 96 to 2021. Every Thanksgiving.
Which is crazy. Now, I found this out before the start of the show, that Marco's not here next week.
That is correct.
He's taking a vacation.
Correct.
And this is your first vacation since your honeymoon?
Correct, in 2011. Now, I'm not going anywhere. This is a staycation. And as our colleague Jerry Recco pointed out to me, two little kids and a pregnant wife at home, and you decided to stay home with them for a week.
Job.
He said, by Wednesday, you're going to want to come to work. And I said, I didn't think of that. You might be right, Jared, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Do you believe, though, by Wednesday or Thursday, you call Mayor Nick and Spike and you go, guys, I'm coming back to work?
No chance. Absolutely zero chance. As much, look, it's going to be nuts. It's going to be hectic. But I did it on purpose because I wanted to be off when my son was off from school.
No, that's nice.
And actually have some time to be able to, you know, working every night. I mean, you know, I'm not home as much as I'd like. It's not that I don't see my kids. Obviously, I see them every day, but I don't get a chance to necessarily play. There's more of the, let's do homework, let's get this done, let's get that. It's all kind of like it's almost like regimented. Did you do this? Did you do this? Did you brush your teeth? Blah, 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 blah. This can be a little bit, let's relax. You want to play Monopoly? You know, like, let's slow down and, you know, enjoy the Christmas gifts or whatever.
And we got to make the shirts. Cal Ripken, Lou Gehrig, Marco Belletti.
Yeah, see, I don't belong in any of these categories.
You're a streak breaker,
though. I really don't belong in any of these categories. None of them. Those guys were Iron Men because they wanted to be. I'm not an Iron Man. I was broke.
Though.
I was broke and busted working part-time jobs. Like, that's the
but
grind.
But you showed
that's,
up every
that's
day.
That's the life you got to live. You want to pay your bills, you go to work. Now it's the first time in over a decade that I'm getting paid to not come to work. I'm more than happy to sit at home if you pay me. This is the first time I've been paid in over a decade.
That's amazing. Since 2011, your first vacation. That's, to me, just crazy.
And again, this is just to, you know, stay home for the week. Has there been down periods during that decade where, remember, I had 3 or 4 days off in a row? Sure. I just didn't get paid for them, and I didn't think of them as a vacation. It was more of a,
this is different.
Man, I got to get, you know, I got to get a shift. I got to get somewhere. I got to go to a job out of the numerous that I've had.
That's amazing. So look at that streak. Oh, I never asked you this. So let me ask you this here, and then we'll take the break. We were joking that you were going to walk into Thanksgiving after not being there for 20-something years or something at a Thanksgiving, whatever the number is. I can't do math. And we were saying that your family's going to be like, who are you? Like, who's this stranger that just walked in?
Yeah.
How was the reception when you walked in?
I watered the name tag. I introduced myself. I went around the room. I'm more curious what the reception is going to be tomorrow for Christmas Eve, because I'm going to my wife's family.
For the first time in? Ever?
I know them. The extended family, not my in-laws. I see them a decent amount.
Sure.
I don't know the last time I sat down and had a meal with the extended family for like a holiday. I know I made some.
Will there be some awkward conversations?
Because
you don't have a filter. You just say whatever goes to mind.
Yeah, but I'm good at if I know it's not right, just to keep my mouth shut and just look and not say anything. I'm good at that.
So Marco's son takes after Marco.
There might be some awkward moments of me just staring into space. But yeah, they like to bust my chops.
Well, I guess it's not this. I don't even know if you know what's on the menu for tomorrow because you haven't been there.
No, I mean, I know Christmas Eve, the Italian thing. Like, I know we're going to have some sort of fish. Mm-hmm. I just don't know exactly what
seven?
The story is. Yeah, I don't know, but the number never, I don't know, I learned that.
Is
recently.
It seven or six?
It's supposed to be the seven fish, but I never heard of that until the last few years. I mean, we always had fish.
BT does it.
Yeah, we always had fish my whole life, but I just didn't know that there was a specific number. I was unaware of the number. I know we had a bunch of them. I just didn't realize that there was. Now, I don't know what my in-laws, like I said, the last Christmas Eve that I probably had, like actually sat down for dinner, it's got to be 15 years. Easy.
Wow.
So I don't remember. I don't remember what my in-laws do. Again, like, we're going to my wife's aunt's house. I don't remember.
Gotcha.
I know I've been there a million times. I don't remember what the menu is or what we do for Christmas Eve. I'm
Hickey, what do you do for Christmas? Christmas Eve dinner? What are we looking at here?
A normal dinner. I mean, it's like 40 of us, so it's not exactly you can get seven fishes.
Right. Your family's nuts. You guys got 40 people.
So, but I think it's just a casual.
Your dad's like a brother of what? Seven?
He's 1 of 10. He's the oldest of 10.
How do you guys fit in one place?
Well, it's not easy.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's feeding a football team.
A lot of chaos.
Well, I mean,
it's a high school football team they're feeding.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say. We have had plenty of holidays that we've had at least that many.
Do you know all 40?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're very close.
You don't forget anyone's name?
Oh, no.
So, you know, you could have something to say to every single person that's there.
24 cousins, 10 aunts and uncles. Yeah, everyone knows.
24
cousins. We see each other all the time.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I got a big family, too, so I'm not over
40, though?
I don't ever do the number. I mean, aunts and uncles. I mean, my father, I think, is 1 of 7. My mom's 1 of 6. They were born in Italy. This is different times. They were born and raised out there. It's different.
I feel like for my grandparent, your parents' age, like having big families is not like.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Like 1 of 10 wasn't like
10's a little bit high. Usually, like, you know, if you're talking 5 or 6, yeah, well, 10 seems a little high.
Well, my dad and mom, they're both siblings. They have 2 other siblings, so it's 3. And I always thought, like, that was a big number to me.
Yeah, and being a father of soon-to-be 3, that's a big number. 3's a big number. Yeah. 3's a lot. 10 is not good. No.
You want to get there, 10?
No.
You want to get there, Mark?
No, we don't.
The race to 10 is on.
No.
3 down, 7 to go.
No, we're gonna try to stay at 3 here.
Kadri Ismail once told me they used to call his mother the launching pad because of how many brothers and sisters he has. That's a good nickname. Marco's like, I'm not touching that. With the pregnant wife at home, not touching that. Nothing here could go over well. Wow. That's what Kadri said about his own mother. It wasn't me. I'm just repeating the story.
And I'm
when does your wife do?
May.
May.
We got time.
Oh, so you're going to be out of here for a while.
Just let him. We got time. May. I got a little bit of time.
You got it. All right. Before Marco wants to punch me, we'll take a break here.
Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball.
A fear you can't shake.
I'm going to leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's going to go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Drop everything and hurry to the Xfinity Hello 2023 sale. New Xfinity customers can get 400 megabit internet for $30 a month for 2 years with no annual contract when they add Xfinity Mobile. Plus, for a limited time, get $500 back when you add a second mobile line. Drop everything and get to the Xfinity Hello 2023 sale now through January 10th. Go to Xfinity.com/Hello2023. Restrictions apply. Internet offer requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Equipment taxes and fees extra. After term, regular rates apply. Xfinity internet required for Xfinity Mobile.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
This season, for the first time, you can hear every Westwood One NFL broadcast stream live for free Mondays, Thursdays, Sunday nights, holiday triple headers, and every postseason game. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app at westwoodsports.com via Westwood One station streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. And it's all sponsored by AutoZone. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the likely cause of your pesky check engine light for free and get you back on the road. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. Auto Zone. All right, let's do a little this QB or that QB. Week 16 in the National Football League.
As always, Zach, you know, but any listener may tune in for the first time. This QB or that QB is only for this week. So you are deciding which quarterback would you rather have on your team for this week and this week only, how they're playing, injuries, all factored in to starting on, in this case, mostly on Saturday. Let's start with a good one here, a fun one. Josh Allen or Justin Fields, which quarterback would you rather have?
It would be Josh Allen. He's the better all-around quarterback. We know how lethal Fields can obviously be on the ground, and I think he's okay through the air, but is not as good of a passer as Josh Allen. You know, Josh Allen, even though that they have tried to get James Cook more involved and Devin Motor Singletary more involved, and both those guys are playing better, it does seem like still a lot of those weeks, Josh Allen's still option number one on the ground as well. So I will trust this once again to be a big Josh Allen game. And the Bills are a better team. And you look at Fields, if they're going to be down by that much, you have to throw the football more. I just don't know which way it's going to go, even though I'm a fan of Justin Fields. But Josh Allen's a better player.
Arguably the best quarterback matchup of the weekend, Zach, happens in the AFC South.
Oh, I thought you were going Trace McSorley, Tom Brady.
No, that's a little bit later on.
I thought that was going to be your Penn State propaganda.
Well, I'm not. I won't tell you who I pick, but let's just say, you know, Trace Sawyer has a lot of tape on him that is good. That's for sure. Maybe not in the NFL, but how about Davis Mills taking on Malik Willis? Which quarterback would you rather have?
Woof.
Tough one.
Woof.
AFC South's finest right there.
Malik. For one reason and one reason only. I don't know what Malik Willis is as a quarterback. I do know what Davis Mills is as a quarterback. And I hate the higher ceiling conversation, Hickey. And we have gone at it over this when you were saying, oh, Trey Lance is the highest ceiling in this draft. And I was like, enough of the highest ceiling nonsense. I do think, though, that Malik Willis, if you look through the next 5 years, is a higher ceiling than when Davis Mills.
Okay, so anyone with a brain knows that's not actually the best quarterback matchup of the weekend. But this one actually is, if we get serious here, one of the best. On Sunday, Christmas Day, Aaron Rodgers taking on Tua Tagovailoa. Again, this week and this week only, which quarterback would you rather have?
That's a great question. Oh, that's a good question. Because part of me wants to go Tua. I just don't know if I could say those words into a microphone. Well, I just did. I'll go Tua. For this week, I'll go Tua. Not that Rodgers is horrible, obviously. He's a back-to-back MVP award winner. He's one of the top 15, 10 greatest quarterbacks of all time. I know that Rodgers is acting like these games still matter and people are going to talk about this playoff push. I just think there's going to be more desperation from the Dolphins in this game, so that'll be my tiebreaker there, even though Rodgers is the better QB. I just wonder when Aaron Rodgers, even though he's not been playing great this year, knowing that that team is really out of it, even though people are going to say that they're still in it, where he starts to really show that on the field that he doesn't care. Who would you go there?
I actually would go Aaron Rodgers.
You would.
Tua is just not playing well against some of these better opponents. Not that the Packers defense
doesn't scare me. That's the thing. But they have good pieces on that defense, but they've not been playing well this year.
I just can't trust Tua right now, this week specifically.
Okay.
So I'll go A-Rod.
Even
there.
With what your guy, Tua Tagovailoa, showed you against the Bills that you were buzzing about?
I was impressed. I thought he played well, but still.
And also the weapons have to factor into it as well. Other than Christian Watson, I know that they could run the ball with Jones and Dillon. That's also the main reason why I'm going with the Dolphins, because I could just see a big play or two to Tyreek Hill that could be the difference in the game.
Here's one that was supposed to be hyped. Cowboys-Eagles, a little bit of a damp on it with Jalen Hurts not playing.
And the answer would have been Jalen Hurts over Dak Prescott.
Okay, so we know that answer, but now we do know that Gardner Minshew is playing. Is there any way you would take Minshew Mania, a little extra Minshew magic, over Dak Prescott?
No, I would go Dak. I'm not saying that Gardner Minshew can't win the game, can't keep it close, but when you're giving me a backup quarterback against a starting quarterback who I don't think is as great as he's getting paid, and I do have my skepticisms with Dak, but when you're talking about a top 12, top 10 at times quarterback in this league, I will go with him over a backup quarterback.
Daniel Jones or Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins. Was that one supposed to be tricky there?
No, I'm just asking.
Okay.
Daniel Jones played well last week.
He did.
You know, if you want to buy some of the momentum.
Kirk Cousins better quarterback and he has more around him. Kirk.
That's really all I got.
That's it this week?
There's plenty of bad matches. You want to give you Tom Brady, Trace McSorley?
No.
You want to go Joe Burrow, Sam Darnold?
Oh, jeez.
Geno Smith versus Patrick Mahomes and what's going to be like negative 50-degree weather?
Both Pro Bowlers right there. That's a bad job out of you. Yeah, the answer would be Mahomes.
Desmond Ridder, Tyler Huntley.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right, Desmond Ridder, Tyler Huntley.
Huntley was brutal last week.
He's been bad these two games.
And I don't even think Ridder hit over 100 passing yards.
Did not.
I think the magic in Tyler Huntley is worn out. I would go Desmond Ridder.
Kenny Pickett or Derek Carr?
Oh, that's a good one. DC. I go Derek Carr. All right, we could stop there. The rest is just a waste of time.
Andy Dalton against Deshaun Watson?
Deshaun, even though he's been horrible. I'm surprised you didn't give me your guy, Russell Wilson, going up against Baker Mayfield.
Who'd you take? That's actually
the one week this year I'd go Russell Wilson. I'm in the holiday spirit. Hey, talking about the holiday spirit, next hour I'll give Hickey my holiday gift this year. I got him two things. One's kind of lame, the other one's pretty funny.
So my biggest fear is there's going to be snakes in the toilet.
We're all afraid of that one strange thing. I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new short 10-minute podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. We unpack where these fears come from.
A rat climbed into my toilet.
And learn how to manage them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the strangest thing you're afraid of?
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, where we dig into the crazy things you're afraid of. Everything from animal-people hybrids, you know, people who get surgeries to look like an animal, to giant statues.
If I ever saw one of those giant statues, I probably would poop my pants.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.